أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاه والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at the subject of tawakkul or trust in Allah through the awesome personality of Hussein ibn Ali, and we've looked at his words when he said inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un ridan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amri. We are from Allah and to Him we will return. I accept what He has intended and I am content with His order. And all that leads to a sentence which says, and in the middle of my chaos, there was you, and the you connotes Rabb or divinity or Allah. Now we also talked about the statement by Abbas when he said, Hubbul Hussein ajunnani. The love of Hussein has made me crazy. So why this Hussein? And I will make it and call it into a brand and say, why this brand of Q Hussein? And the reason why I say Q is because Quran, everything that this phenomenal man did reflected divinity, reflected the Quran. You see, you and I are programmed to be inclined towards those who reflect divine attributes. And the concept of the song which said, Tujme Rab Dikta Hai, I see my Rab in you. I mean, it absolutely fits Hussein ibn Ali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I was a lost treasure. I created to be recognized. We fall in love with those who bring about the divine in us. We respect them. We learn from them. We confide in them. We emulate them. And with them, we walk the path of reaching our full potential. But let's talk a little bit about this brand of Q Hussein. Is it just a brand? When the functionality of an object is compromised for the brand, then we need to question ourselves. And I started looking at this a few days ago when my daughter applied for a job, a temporary job, to work with stores that sold high-end brands. And she asked me, she said, Mama, why do you like these sort of bags? So my first reaction was, it's good quality, they last long. But then her questions went to and then. And when I went into the and then, maybe when I asked myself, is it insecurity? Was it because the bag gave me a status that I liked? So brand Q Hussein, what do I expect from that brand? What is the functionality? What do I expect when somebody says, I'm wearing brand Q Hussein? See, brand Muslim, when I look at that, there was Abu Sufyan, there was Muawiyah, there was Yazid, there were Hajjaj. Even Shimr called himself brand Muslim. In fact, he was very particular about fiqh. He was reported to worry about a drop of blood on his ihram, asking Imam Sajjad, is my tawaf valid? So is brand Q Hussein something even more valuable, more precious, and what does it hold? Well, for me, the first manifestation or functionality of brand Q Hussein is tawakkul in Allah. And as we looked at in the previous talks, trust, according to Google, is defined as firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, or strength of someone or something. Trust in divinity means persevering, doing our absolute best, and then handing it over on Him, depending on Him alone, reaching out for help, but depending on Him and leaving the results unto Him. There's a beautiful saying which says, when things go your way, say Alhamdulillah. If things don't go your way, then do a tasbih of Alhamdulillah. That means say Alhamdulillah 100 times, because He who is perfection itself has taken over and He will do it His way. In other words, the expert has now got it. One of the things that I was taught from childhood to recite all the time was Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for me, and He's the best of protectors, the best of those who will take charge. This is what Ibrahim said when he was thrown in the fire. It was what the Prophet said when he was told that people had got together to go against him and tried to instill fear into him. So if that was good enough for the Prophet, then it's definitely good enough for all of us. No one controls our circumstances at the end of the day except Allah. And if you remember, if you want to journal the Quran and highlight a verse, it's 33:3. Just remember the three threes. Suratul Ahzab, Ayah 3. وَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Put your trust in Allah. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And He is sufficient as a trustee. He is sufficient as one who will take charge. You see, trust kicks in, or we need this trust in Allah when we have suffering. Somehow suffering has a stigma, especially because of what we see on social media. We want to present ourselves as a persona that is strong, that is sort of perfect itself. Even if you look at some of the social media apps, you can have filters that will take away all your spots and make you look like you've got perfect skin. And it encourages it. However, each one of us has anxiousness. We're scared of the future. We're regretful of the past. And sometimes it feels like you're in the middle of a storm. And our natural reaction is to control the storm. We have the president of one of the countries who wants to nuke the hurricane. He wants to control divinity as well. We are taught, when we look at the persona of Hussein ibn Ali in particular, that to be able to overcome this, when we have done our best, when we've done 110%, to understand that we cannot control the detail of everything, to know that we can reach out to others but depend only on Him, to know that if the entire world gathered to give me something, I would not get it if He does not will it, and to know that He will never let us down, is to be able to hand it over. And again, you could highlight Ayah 44 or Surah number 40. We've talked about it. You can go back into it. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And I hand over my affairs to Allah. He is watchful over those who have submitted to Him. We'll continue to look at examples from history to be able to understand this. But for the moment, let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us Team Q Hussein. So we wear the brand Q Hussein with pride. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.